Greg, I can see what it means to you. This is a special moment. This horse has had a stellar year, and to crown it off by becoming the champion at the Horse of the Year show, well, sum it up.
To be honest, I'm lost for words. He's actually had, you know, Supreme at the Royal International as a worker, and he's come here and been Supreme as a flat. I mean, if I never win a Rosette ever again, he's made all my dreams ever come true.
Because this is a horse you've had from 4 years of age.
Yeah, I've had him
and
since a
nursed
4 year old.
Him through the grades, as it
yeah.
were.
And to be honest, he's like me. He's probably got no manners. He does what he likes. And to be honest, he's pretty feral.
What was your initial reaction?
They must be joking. Yeah, no, I don't. To be honest, I don't know. I was lost for words, and I never lost words.
What is so special about this horse? Okay, you describe him as feral, but he's got something about him that impresses.
He's just, you know, he's got everything. You know, I mainly do the workers. You know, to find one that's good enough to do the workers and be a flat horse, well, they're just not there. You know, I've been looking ever since we've had him for another one, and unfortunately, we've not found one yet, and I don't think we ever will.
But this is the pinnacle of your sport, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And to come here, 75th anniversary as well, and you think of all the great names who've won it, you're now on that roll of honour.
Oh, wow. Wow. Unbelievable. To be honest, I don't really know what to say. It's not really sunk in yet.
I can see you're emotional.
Yeah.
It means something. And very, very well done.
Thank you so much.
Supreme
Thank
Horse
you.
Horse of the Year for the 75th anniversary of the Horse of the Year show. Going to the Hunter, Craig Kidler and Mulberry Lane.